Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel.
Everyone is doing fine tonight. Well, I know one thing, the weather is certainly cold outside, and it's always, and it's a blessing that we have a place to stay, because there's so many homeless people out there that have nowhere to stay, and we just ask God to cover them and help them to stay warm in their own way and keep them safe. Well, I am the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry in embracing widows. The next chapter, the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. Our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Tonight we have a guest speaker. But before I bring her on the air, I wanted to read something. Today I was reading the Upper Room. And the thought for the day was a greater love. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. That's coming from Lamentation chapter 3:22. And the thought for the day was, God love us. God love for us is greater than any problem we face. Isn't that something to know that whatever situation, whatever way we are, God love us is greater than any problem we face. So knowing that God is always there with us, His love is unconditionally. And also the thought from yesterday was, God loves me even when I do nothing at all. So what is this saying? It says that you don't have to be doing anything. You don't have to be working for God, believing the God, because God wants to stay there until you do decide to believe in Him and believe in His Son, and that He's the Christ. So just amazing that God loves us any way we are. God loves me even when I do nothing at all. And God loves for us is greater than any problem we face. Wow. Just knowing that there's always someone that's loving you, regardless of your situation. And He will give you, and He will continue to show you that love too. Trust trying to get you to believe that he is there for you under any circumstances. But I am not going to take up any time talking about, but we give God the glory always for the show, for our members, and we also are thankful and give God the glory for Barbara Kirby. Barbara Kirby, I met her a year ago, and it's so amazing how God put people together in your life. Miss Kirby, I did 13 sessions for Grief Share last fall, and Miss Kirby joined, came to the session. She came to, I think, close to 13 of them, and she was there because there were some things about some grief, some unsettling feelings that she had when she lost several members of her family throughout a certain period of time. And she realized that she never had a chance to grieve. And we all deal with grief a different way. But she came, and I think that she got a lot out of the sessions. And like I say, at the end, she said she was glad that she was a part of it. And I spoke to her the other day, and she wanted to talk about her book. She also wrote a book, and I'm going to let her talk about her book. But she's a beautiful person, she's very gifted spiritually. And I hope that she knows that because I see it in her. I see the spirit that God has put in her as an individual. She's very warm. And this book that God has written, I'm going to let her come and talk about it. I'll ask her a few questions throughout the time that she's on the air. But she wrote the book back in August of 2011. And the book, the title of the book is God Still Speaks to Me. So I'm going to bring Ms. Kirby on, and she's going to tell us exactly what she means by that. So, Ms. Kirby, can you hear me? Hello? Ms. Kirby, let me check and see.
Hello?
Ms. Kirby? Yes.
Do you hear me?
Yes, I hear
you
clearly.
Ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank God. The devil is a liar. Block this call. He's a liar. But first of all, I'd like to give thanks and give honor and praise to God, who is the head of my life. And I also like to thank him so much, Miss Hollis, for you and our friendship and for me meeting you and you giving me this opportunity to speak about this book. And the title of the book is God Still Speaks to Me. It's an experimental journey with God that once you give your life to Christ and turn back into the world, your life will never be the same. And this is a testimony of my life and experience with God as a youth, as a Christian, and as a backslider. And when I say backslider, that means like going back in the world, because at one point I was a backslider. And in the book of Hosea, when God speaks about the people of Israel, where he say that he's married to the backslider, well, I experienced that. But it's just so wonderful for God's mercy and his tenderness, you know, how he will allow you to come back if you repent and come back to him. And that is what I did. I repented and I came back to the Lord. And I was kind of like Jonah. I was kind of like running. But you cannot outrun God. So I found that out the hard way. But this book was birthed out of my spirit. God put this book in my heart 30 years ago, really. and I just procrastinated and didn't write. And he sent me away. He sent me to Ohio for 9 years. And in sending me to Ohio, he got this book out of me. He birthed this book out of me. And like I say, it's my life experiences thus far with him. And when he talks about the prophet Jeremiah, when he speaks about, before I formed thee, I knew thee, and I believe that we all do have a calling on our lives. We were ordained. We was ordained before we was even born to do, we had a purpose to do something for God. And I believe that's what he wants me to do, is to let people know that no matter what you go through, that there are people out there who have backslid or who still might be in a backslidden state now. But they can come back and repent and come back to God. And I experienced that, and in doing that, God took his, I believe he took his hedge from around me, and I experienced some things when I was out there in the world. I went through hardship. I went through spousal abuse, and I also was raped while I was out there. But God, tender mercy, as I say, he healed my broken hearted when I came back to him. And he speaks to me. When I say he speaks to me, he's been speaking to me even as a child. But as I got older, he speaks to me even more. And the reason I say he still speaks to me, because I went out in the world and I came back and I repented. And he began to speak to me again. And I began to hear him. In order for God to speak to you, you got to have a personal relationship with him, and that's all he wants from us. He created us for himself to worship him, and I learned that, and I became a worshiper. I became a praiser, and I'm also a prayer intercessor, and I thank God for that. And when I say dreams and visions, he speaks to me through dreams and visions. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening. You're listening.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I want to talk a little about maybe a couple of the dreams that that he has revealed to me. I want to talk about the spiritual tsunami, the dream. It says the Lord showed me in a dream that I was in church, and it came a big wave of water through the church. It was moving things that could be moved. I believe the Lord is going to send his spirit in the churches in the last days, because he said in the last days that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And I believe that he's going to send a spiritual tsunami through the churches, because judgment, he said in his word that judgment will begin at the church. And I believe that everything is going to, it's going to be a cleansing, that everything that can be moved, that can be shaken, it's going to be shaken. And that's the, what I get from is from the judgment that will begin at church, and that's what I get from the spiritual tsunami out of my dream. But I also wanted to give you another dream that he showed me about being my protector. When God said he's your protector supernaturally, he protected me. And the dream, that night he began to flash a sign before my face all night long. It was like a neon sign. And the word would just say, protector, protector, protector. I would go to sleep and I would wake up. And I go back to sleep. And that same sign, the minute I closed my eyes, the word protector. And it happened all night. And I began to ask the Lord, what is it, Lord Jesus? I know that you are my protector. But anyway, the next day, I was a real estate agent. And the next day, I had to show property to a couple. And in going to the house that morning, on the way even to the property, it was just in my spirit. I just began to pray in the spirit and ask the Lord, what is this? But anyway, when I did get to the property, I ended up going to the back door. And usually the key is on the front door, but it was on the back door. And as I went in the door, the basement was open. And I began to go to the basement, and the Holy Spirit said, no, you wait. And I went upstairs. And then later on, the people came to see the property, and as they, when they got there, they wanted to go upstairs to CVS first. And I immediately went to the basement. And in going to the basement, I was going to the washroom. The basement was staged. It was fixed up. It was staged. And as I began to go to the washroom, I was going in. It was two doors that you can go in. I was going in one door, and the Holy Spirit said, "I'm going that door." So I went in the other door, and immediately when I went in the door, I looked to the left of me, and there was a table, and there was a big snake on the table. And when I looked at the snake, I kind of laughed. I said, "Who would leave a rubber snake in a house?" And, you know, it would scare people. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, "Look, that's a real snake." And I looked at the snake, and I could actually see the snake eyes. The snake had black eyes. And I immediately ran up.
That's scary.
I immediately ran upstairs to tell the other people to get out, and the lady wanted to test, so she actually picked up a stick. It was a stick in the house, and she went downstairs and she threw the stick at the cake, at the snake, I'm sorry. And the snake moved, and we ran. And they called the people back, called the owner. I called the real estate agent, owner of the property. He called them. We left, but the mayor called back and said the owner came and killed the snake. And I looked the snake up on the computer, and the computer said that this was one of the most dangerous poisonous snakes that was in Ohio. And the Lord protected me from that snake. That was a supernatural protection.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he supernaturally protected me from that snake. And that's when so he is our provider, he is our protector, everything that he said he is. That is what he is, and I'm a living witness. He protected me from that snake. And I just was another one of the incidents. I have several. There are many. And if you get the book, you can read all of the experience. I know I don't have that much time now. But what I want people to get out of this book, I want people to realize that God is calling us to worship him. It's time for the church to stop playing church. God is calling us to worship him. It's all about him. And if we begin to worship God in church and praise God, then God will come, and we will begin to see miracles. We will begin to see people getting healed. We will begin to see people set free. Everything will begin to happen as people begin to really, really acknowledge God. Let him come in, and we will let him come in into our services. I mean, it's just so many good things could happen, and that's why people are not being healed or set free, because people are doing church as usual, just coming to church and just sitting in church week after week and going back home the same way. God wants to heal us. God wants to love us. God wants to set us free, and that's what this book is about. It's about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, not having a religion, but a personal relationship with him. And if you spend time with God, I guarantee you, he will show himself strong in your life.
Yes,
and there will be nothing that he withhold from you. And I think, again, I thank Ms. Hollis for letting me be able to talk about the book, but now I want to tell you where you can get the book.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you can get the book at Barnes & Noble. You can get the book at Amazon. You can also get the book at PublishAmerica.com. That's who published the book for me. And it's also on Kindle Book. So you can actually go in and read it on Kindle Book.
Okay. Well,
okay.
Tell them the name of it and your name and everything all over again. Repeat all of that again. Your name, the name of the book, as well as where they can purchase the book.
Okay. The title of the book is God Still Speaks to Me by Barbara K. Kirby. You can get the book at Barnes & Noble. You can get it at Amazon. You can get it at PublishAmerica.com. And you can also get it at Kindle Book. You can actually go in there and read it at Kindle Book.
Okay, well, great. Well, let me ask you a question, Barbara, before the time is up.
Okay.
You said God still speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he first, try to remember when you first, you think that you first heard God's voice, that he was speaking to you. Can you remember that first time?
Yes, I can remember when he called me in 1980. I was in my bed asleep, and I had my face turned to the wall, and I heard someone call my name. They said, Barbara. I wouldn't look. They said, Barbara, take the time. I still wouldn't look because I'm turned to the wall, and I'm afraid to turn around and see what I might see. And again, the third time, he said my name more forcefully. He said, Barbara, turn around. This was my first experience with the Lord. I turned around, and as I began to look, started at the floor. And as I started at the floor, there was I saw this white robe, and I began to go up. And as I was going up, I looked to the right. I looked to the right, and there were lambs. But I looked to the left, and there was a big black snake. And as I went to go up to look at the face was so bright that I couldn't see it. And I remember thinking at that particular time, I said, God is asking me, who will I choose? Will I choose him, or will I choose the devil? And in that moment, when I woke up the next day, there was a song in my heart, He Touched Me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my first experience with the Lord, knowing that he called me. And like I say, the next day, that was the beginning of my journey.
Okay.
And I went to,
Yeah, let me ask you this. You said that that's when you remembered he first spoke to you, and he was letting you make a choice, him or
yeah,
him. At what point in your life, what was happening in your life during that time?
During that time, I was a divorced parent with two kids. I had two children with two kids, and at that particular time, I was going to church. I was going to church. I wasn't out in the world. I was going to church at that particular time. But I had asked a question when I was going to church. You know, it was like church as usual, and I said, Lord, I don't feel anything. I wanted to feel his presence. And my brother's a minister, and I was going to his church, and he would be praising God, and I wanted to feel what he was feeling. But like I say, that's what I mean. A lot of people are in church. Everybody in church is not, you know, don't have a relationship with God, and I did not have a relationship with him. I didn't know him. I just knew of him.
Okay.
And that
I was just wondering
time.
What was happening at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you went and did you you went through a divorce, but did you get married again?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember the parts of the book that I read.
Yeah, I got married. Back in '96, I got married. I've been married 15 years now.
Okay, but there's some
mm-hmm.
things that happened then when I read the book. Different things that happened throughout the book. That you went through a lot of different type of emotions, and also
I went through a lot. It's so much.
Yeah,
I can't even tell
it
all.
Because I didn't, the different things that you went through, I said, my, wow. I mean, you're still, I mean, me seeing, after reading your book and seeing you and being around you during those 13 sessions, I was surprised to see how well you look, how good you look, and how spiritually and gifted at that point in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because reading that book, I just could not see that in you. And it's amazing how God can change, can, even though whatever you went through, he can
mm-hmm.
change you and make you look beautiful again. Because you went through a lot through your lifetime. And to be able to talk about this, you know, to talk that God speaks to you at this particular time in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, you have to really know that God was definitely in it. And he was there. He protected you, just like you mentioned earlier.
Yes, yes.
And brought you around and back to him.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
we only have
that.
Four more minutes. What would you like to? And you said you mentioned it before. What would you like? What you wanted everybody to get from that book? I want you to repeat it again. And also, what can you say? Because you, by the way, mention real quick about the three different people that had died in your lifetime, in your life in the last 2 years. And, and the reason why you went to grief share, because you felt that you didn't have time to grieve because you kept losing people in your life. Why don't you talk about that very quickly for me?
Okay. First of all, in 2009, I lost my younger brother, and about 11 months after that, I lost my other younger brother, and 8 months later, I lost a sister. I lost a sister, and all that within the time when I came back, within that time frame, and I asked God, I would have to come to the funeral and go right back to Ohio, and there was nobody up there but me and my husband, so I really didn't have time to grieve. And I asked God to not let me have to be in Ohio and lose another family member and be in Ohio. And it would actually happen. I came back home October last year, but before I came home, in the month of October, I had a nephew to die, and he was like 50 years old. I had a nephew to die, but I was here to go to his funeral, and I didn't have to go back to Ohio. And in that time, my best friend in Ohio, which was a lady, she died that September. And so I've still been going through, but God showed me back in 2009 that I was going to go through this fire. And so I've been going through, and the word is going through. I've been going through the fire. And it's all by the mercy and the grace of God that I'm able, that he took me through that. And I'm still, right now, I'm still going through, because I have a sister that has cancer. I have a brother that had a massive stroke. He's in a home. My sister has cancer. But on July the 18th, they wanted us to give both of them up. They told us, let them go to hospice. My brother, they had given him up. We said, no, we trust God. I said, God got the last word. My brother now, he's in a home. He had a massive stroke. But he's eating again. He's eating again. He's still here. My sister is taking chemo. She is still here.
Well, that's a blessing. We have a caller that want to ask a question. I see that. Let me see if she has a.
Okay.
You got to be make it quick because we're getting ready to leave the air. There is someone out there that want to ask a question. I want to give her the opportunity to ask that question real quick.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Ms. Kirby, thanks for your wonderful testimony. I was really
mm-hmm.
encouraged and blessed by it. But I have a quick question. Would you be willing would you be willing to have a book signing so you can autograph your book as we purchase it?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay, get with Ms. Hollis and set it up, and I'll be there.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much. It's time is in a few minutes we'll be up. Ms. Kirby, I thank you so much for wanting
thank
to come
you.
On the air and share your stories. There's so much more about that book that I would love for everybody to get that book, because the things that you went through, every time I went to chapter and chapter, I said, my gracious, and to look at you and to see how well you look and how God has spiritually carried you through these different struggles, and you're still here to talk about it. And you were obedient in writing that book, which was a blessing. And I am going to go ahead and get everything set up. If you want to come back on the air again and talk some more about the book, I know it's only a short time, but thank you so much for just continue to be obedient, doing what God wants you to be.
And tell
your story. And the book is a small paperback, but it is worth the while. Once you read it, you don't want to put it down until you finish. So the time is over, and I thank everyone that called in, and I hope that you were blessed by Ms. Kirby, and I will get information to you regarding that book signing. First, I'm going to give her an opportunity to get some more books on hand to do that. So, because we're going to have several things going on in the month of December, I still have enough time to talk about it, but I'll talk about it next Tuesday night about several different activities that we're going to be having in the month of December. So I am going to end the show and saying, just know that God loves, the love for us is greater than any problem we may face. He loves us even when we do absolutely nothing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Have a great week and be blessed, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
next Tuesday,
thank you.
From 11 to 11:30 p.m. Ms. Kirby, you said something?
I was just saying thank you, and God bless each and every one, all the listening ears. And I
all
pray
right. Good
that
night,
and
thank you all.
Bless. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him. Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say. Emmanuel.